Diane. V4 CBA Mobile.
Good evening, Dave. KO4WWZ. And I can take only one guess at what you are doing.
Chandler, I am leaving the sports club. I just finished an hour and a half of tennis, and I am wore out.
Roger, roger. It's good exercise, I know that.
But, it is, and, some of the drills that we do really keep you running, keep you winded the whole time, so you don't have a chance to catch your breath, and it really gives you a good workout. So, and at the time, you really don't notice it so bad, but when you stop and stand still for a minute, then you realize you're out of breath.
Yep, that's a good way to lose a lot of calories, too.
Getting wet, so I hope I lost an ounce or two. Anyway, so what you been up to?
But, sir, not much. Just getting ready to go on a night job.
Okay, well, I got some QRM right here, so I don't know if I'm cutting through it or not. It's only right here at this particular spot, and then I'm out of it, but I still haven't figured out where the source is. It might be one of the hospitals here. I just can't figure it out.
Roger, roger. Could be just some power lines.
Something that's breaking the squelch on my radio, but it's not, but if somebody's talking on the repeater, I can copy them. So it's not, a super strong signal, but if nobody's talking on the repeater, it definitely, opens or closes the squelch, whatever it's doing, and you hear it, so... but it's just in that one little section there of Congaree and Patewood, right on the corner there. You get out of that little area right there, it goes away.
See that?
Yeah, I've been really hadn't had much to do today, or let me just say it out a different way. I didn't take the opportunity to do much today. My part did come in from my antenna, though, so I got to get on that. I'll start on that tomorrow.
Great to hear it, man. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, have you ever considered getting up on DMR?
I've considered it. I don't know. I guess I just... not interested enough in it to get into it right now. I just, I feel like I've got enough going on.
Roger, I understand.
Another thing to spend money on, but but anyway, right now I'm spending money on parts for the antenna, so I hope once I get, I need to get a piece of coax from the wireman. I hope once I get that, I'll be done. I can put that thing back together and get back on HF.
Be awesome, man.
I've been off for so long. I tell you, I miss checking into the net on 80 meters, 39:15 every night at 7, and so I can't even, my radio won't even tune up on 80 on any frequency.
good. What's going on?
I'm not sure what the source, what started the whole thing. It may have got hit by lightning, but I'm replacing the choke oscillator and the, I've already done that, and I got the balun in today, the 4-to-1 balun, so I'm going to install it hopefully tomorrow, and then we'll just go from there. That should be in the 22-foot vertical section of coax. I'm replacing it, and so the only thing that'll be original to the antenna will be that 135-foot horizontal section that you run up in the tree. So, and I need to get that, back up higher in the trees. It's up in the trees. It's just not very high off the ground, maybe 15, 20 feet, something like that.
Roger. Well, I hope that works out good for you, honey. I really do. I like your 7300 you got. That's a nice rig.
I'm really enjoying it. I've told several people I don't think I'll ever, need another one for HF unless that one just completely blows up. Because, unless they just come out with something, that just really blows my mind. Because that one, the 7300, just really does everything I want it to do. So, I can always add an amp to it if I want to or whatever. But later on.
Yes, sir. I like the fact that it has the waterfall display. That's really helpful.
For CBA. Yeah, it is. And, it's just so nice because you don't have to hunt around, spin the dial around and try to find somebody. You can just see the QSOs going on and see the signals and the waterfall, and you just go right to them. And the touch screen is really nice. So it's just, it's a heck of a radio for the price.
One thing, if I had $1,000, I would buy one.
When you get 67 years old, you'll have $1,000 laying around. See, I've had my ticket since '82, and it's just been the last 8 years that I've been able to afford a radio like that. So, before that, I couldn't have dropped $1,000 for a radio. So, good Lord's been good to me, and a lot better than I deserve, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. I've been debating on getting that on the ICOM 7100. It's pretty much a shack in the box, but it'll go on HF for sure.
Been looking at several radios before I bought the 7300, or before it came out. I really liked the ICOM. I think it's a 706. I think there's a 100-watt version of that, and it's like 2 meters through. I think it's 80 or 160 meters. I can't remember. But anyway, it pretty much covers all the HF bands and all the way to 2 meters. You could get a used one pretty reasonable, $400 or $500. Back when I was looking at them, they were a little bit more, but they've come down some. The last few years. That's a good radio.
Roger, that's also one I've been wanting to look at getting. they're a little older, but they'll do just as good. Now, I'm just wondering, because if I do that and I get like a Shack in the Box video like that, I'm just wondering what software I need to have a waterfall display up on a computer screen monitor thing.
I'm sure there's somebody listening that could probably answer that question. You know, I don't see why there's... I wouldn't be surprised if there's not software out there to do that. Only way I know to find it is just Google it and see if you can find it that way, unless somebody listening knows... a site that you can go to.
Station out there listening that would know anything about that? 204-WWZ for ID. My goodness, I forgot to identify. All right, nothing heard. Go ahead, dude.
I just pulled on to Wade Hampton. I don't have far to go on Wade Hampton. And I just saw this guy flying down the road on a crotch rocket, westbound on Wade Hampton, no helmet. My wife went to a funeral yesterday. It was down toward Hartwell, and one of the family members rode a Harley, and on his way back home, he had a wreck, and he wound up in the hospital, so... I'm laughing. It's not funny. He's got a broken rib and a punctured lung. So he's got some, serious injuries. I don't think there's anything life threatening, but certainly serious. And I don't know what happened as far as the accident. I don't know if there was someone else involved or what.
Roger, roger. I understand that. I hope to be okay. I have a friend that I work with on one of the pipeline cruises. He's riding a motorcycle and ran into an 18-wheeler head-on. He survived, but his leg got pretty messed up.
There's a saying in the biker community, you live to ride and you ride to live. And the last part of that is the part that's so important, because you need to ride the bike in such a way as you're gonna live to ride another day. And, you can just, sometimes you can get a little... careless on one, and you certainly can't be distracted when you're on a bike, that's for sure. And anyway, and I know, because I got one. I've had a motorcycle since the 90s, I guess, one sort or another. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, Chandler, so I'm going to say 73s, and I will talk to you later. I'm going to go inside. Probably need to take a shower. Anyway, you have a good evening. A good talk to you. I'll stick around for your final KP4 CPA.
Roger, roger. It was a pleasure talking to you, Dave. As always, hope to catch you again soon. 73, KO4 WWC.